This is Audible.
This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Escape from Shutter Mansion, a Goosebumps Slappy World story by R.L. Stine, read by Matt Braver, with Joe Freya as Slappy.
Slappy here, everyone. Welcome to my world. Yes, it's Slappy World. You're only screaming in it. You know, being a living evil dummy is a tough job, but someone's gotta do it. And who does it better than me? I only wish I had longer arms. Then I could pat myself on the back. Hey, I'm going to a party tonight. Know why I get invited to so many parties? Because I'm a scream! But don't call me dummy, dummy. My IQ is so high, you have to climb a ladder to read it. I don't want to brag. I have faults just like anyone else. Know my biggest fault? I'm too awesome. Now, here's a story that will haunt you. That's because it's about a haunted house. Riley Shiner knows it's a house of monsters and evil spirits, but he and his twin sister, Scarlet, decide to spend the night there anyway. Just think of all the scary things that could happen to them. Actually, you don't have to think about them, because I'm going to tell them all to you in gruesome detail. I call this story Escape from Shutter Mansion. But the title is a lie, because there is no escape. It's just one more terrifying tale from Slappy World.
Chapter 1. Every time I see the huge old mansion, my mouth goes dry and I feel a chill tighten the back of my neck. When I step into the yard, I can feel the temperature drop at least 10 degrees. I guess that's because the ancient trees are so tall they block out most of the sunlight. But I think the cold is coming from the house, seeping out through the cracked windows and crooked doors. With its black slate roof and high stone towers, the house rises above the treetops and casts a deep shadow no matter the time of day. The house is nearly hidden by the trees that grow at the garden's border at the edge of the sidewalk. You have to step far into the yard until its dark walls and blackened windows come into view. By that time, it's too late. Too late to escape its ghostly coldness. Too late to escape the evil as it curls around you and freezes you in its icy grip. Okay, okay. I know I got a little carried away there. You don't know me yet. If you knew me, you would know that sometimes I get excited and go a little overboard. I am Riley Shiner. I'm 12. My twin sister Scarlet knows me best. Scarlet says I'm just like her guitar. Sometimes the strings get wound too tight and make a shrill sound. She says I'm just like those strings, wound too tight. LOL, right? I can't argue with Scarlet, and I can't get angry at her because she makes me laugh. Scarlet is funny. People expect a lot from you when you're twins. For one thing, they expect you to look alike. Well, Scarlet and I don't. She is tall and thin and has wavy red hair and blue eyes. I'm about 3 inches shorter and a little chubby, and my hair and eyes are dark brown. When people meet us for the first time, they don't think we're twins. They don't even think we're brother and sister. Actually, we're identical twins, Scarlet tells people. That always cracks us both up. Most people just get confused. You have to listen to me, Riley, Scarlet says, because I'm 12 minutes older than you. I don't know if she means that or not. Does she really think she can boss me around because she's the big sister? Anyway, it was after school, and she was leading the way through the trees in back of Shudder Mansion. Yes, Shudder Mansion. The name of the house says it all. It was maybe the last place I wanted to be. I stepped in front of her to block her path. Scarlet, why do we have to go this way? You know the stories about this place. It's a shortcut, she said. And we're in a hurry because... I'm late for my Wednesday guitar lesson, she said. But today is Thursday, I protested. That means I'm really late. I told you, she's funny. She pushed me out of her way and started walking a zigzag path through the trees. I gazed at the back of the house. The stone walls were cracked, long cracks that looked like lightning bolts. Two back windows were boarded up, the glass missing. I felt another chill. Scarlet, this isn't going to save us any time, I said. Not if you keep stopping, she said. She narrowed her blue eyes at me. You don't really believe the stories about this mansion, do you? Maybe, I said. The word came out in a squeak. Look at this place, I motioned with one hand. It has to be evil. She shook her head. Seriously, you have got to stop playing that video game. You have to understand. Shudder Mansion is so scary and so famous, there is an awesome best-selling video game about it. The game is called Escape from Shudder Mansion. And to tell the truth, I'm kind of obsessed with it. I mean, how many games take place right in your neighborhood? The game starts two blocks from my house. I've played it so much, I know every room, every twist and turn of the dark halls. It's about these evil spirits that are trapped in the house. They want revenge for their fate on anyone who ventures into the house. Sometimes the spirits take the form of humans. Sometimes they become monsters. You never know what's around the corner or behind a door. As you play, you accumulate weapons. The idea is you have to destroy each evil spirit before it can kill you, or you will become one of them, trapped in Shudder Mansion forever. I've made it to the fourth level. It wasn't easy. I had a lot of scary moments and close calls, and I died a lot. The fifth level has a scary monster that I haven't been able to destroy no matter what I try. Scarlet keeps telling me it's just a game, but where did the idea for the game come from? It came from the real Shudder Mansion. And what if the game makers were telling the truth? What if they didn't make the story up? A lot of horror movies are based on true stories, right? So I think you can see why I didn't want to take a shortcut through the back lawn, even if Scarlet was late for her guitar lesson. Come on, Riley, hurry, she said. Stop looking at the house. Standing in a small clearing of trees, I couldn't take my eyes off it. I squinted into the shadowy, flickering light and thought I saw something. Something like smoke, narrow and black. I watched it float out of one of the broken windows. I gasped, Scarlet, look! But she was far ahead of me, making her way through the trees. Unable to breathe or move, I watched the black shadow grow larger as it whirled away from the mansion. Blacker than the other shadows, like a cloud of ink, it curled low to the ground, taking the shape of a snake. Slithering, folding in on itself, raising a fanged, triangle-shaped head. And then I remembered this black, snaky creature from the video game. I'd seen it. And I'd never defeated it. And it's coming for me, I realized. Silently, it slid and curled over the grass, in a straight line now, a straight line toward me. This black serpent shadow. My whole body went cold. As it slithered closer, I could feel its evil washing around me. I could feel it. I could feel it. The whole yard turning dark now. I opened my mouth in a scream, spun around, and started to run. Chapter 2. I stumbled over a clump of tall weeds. My backpack flew over my head as I tumbled to the ground. I landed hard. The breath shot out of me with a loud whoosh, and pain spread over my chest. I wanted to scramble to my feet, but I couldn't breathe. I rolled onto my back, choking, gasping for air. I raised my head and saw the black shadow coming closer. I watched it rise up like a tall ocean wave. It spread out and rose higher, higher. Then it swept over me. I lay there helpless, still unable to breathe, smothered in its coldness now, covered in blackness. And inside the shadow, deep inside, I saw the glow, the blazing glow of red eyes. Red eyes flaming inside a monstrous face, a face twisted and distorted with lips like fat worms, lips that opened to reveal two sets of pointed gray teeth. I stared helplessly at the glowing red eyes as the shadow creature spread its blackness over me. I shivered and shook. I struggled to toss it off. But it clung to me, wrapped itself tightly around my shoulders, and started to shake me hard. Chapter 3. It shook me. Shook me so hard my teeth rattled. I struggled to see it in the total darkness. And then the shadow lifted. I blinked as the trees above me came into focus. Rays of yellow sunlight flashed and flickered in the leaves. I gazed up. It was Scarlet shaking me by the shoulders, not the monster inside the black cloud. She had both hands on my shoulders. She was on her knees, leaning over me, shaking me. Where was the evil shadow? Scarlet finally let go and climbed to her feet. "What's wrong, Riley?" she demanded. "Why are you on the ground?" I raised my head. "A shadow," I murmured. "Get up. What are you doing down there?" She lowered a hand to pull me to my feet. But I didn't take her hand. Instead, I stared at the creature beside me in the grass. A cat. A green-eyed black cat. "Whoa!" I uttered a cry and jumped up. Scarlet laughed. "Is that what scared you, a black cat?"
No, I stammered.
The cat tilted its head to one side and stared up at me without blinking. "It's not a cat, Scarlet," I thought, my heart pounding. "It's some kind of shadow creature from the house. I didn't imagine it. This is not really a cat." Scarlet tugged my t-shirt sleeve. "Let's go. Don't you know you can't win a staring contest with a cat?" Before I could move, the cat hissed at me and swiped a paw in the air. I jumped back. My sister laughed. "That cat doesn't like you." "I don't like it either," I whispered. I squinted down at it and tried to read its eyes. I knew I was right about it.
"Get over it," Scarlet said. "You can't be afraid of a black cat, Riley. Look how tame and sweet it is."
I watched it spin away from me, raising its tail high behind it. The cat loped off through the tall weeds, then silently padded over the grass toward the mansion. And as it ran, it appeared to dissolve. It just melted away. Poof! It became a blob of smoke again. When it neared the mansion, floating over the lawn, it faded into a flickering shadow. Then I gasped as the shadow exploded. It burst apart into a million pieces, like dandelion seeds when you blow on them. I stood frozen, watching the tiny bits of shadow blow apart, float high over the grass, and disappear. "Did you see that, Scarlet?" I screamed. "Did you see that?" She was bent over picking my backpack up from where I dropped it.
See what, Riley?
The cat, it... I sputtered.
It ran away. So what?
No, you don't understand. The cat. I stopped with my mouth hanging open. I squinted into the shadowy light to the low stone wall that ran along the back of the yard. Something moved along the wall. There was someone there. A girl. Standing very still under a tree that overhung the wall. I squinted harder. Who is that?
Chapter 4.
Let's find out, Scarlet said. She jumped over a fallen tree branch and began walking toward the girl. I hesitated. Scarlet turned back.
You're not scared of her too, are you? Are you going to throw yourself on the ground and start hyperventilating again?
I could feel my face turning red. Okay, give me a break. I knew what I'd seen was real. But what was the point of arguing with Scarlet? She was 12 minutes older than me. That meant she had to win every argument and be right all the time. The girl watched us as we made our way to her. Her blonde hair sparkled in a splash of sunlight. Even from a distance, I could see she was very pale. She looked about our age, short and very thin. She wore a white top and blue skirt that came down to her knees. She had both hands tucked into the pockets of her skirt.
Hey, Scarlet called. Hi.
The girl removed one hand from a pocket and gave us a short wave. She was very pretty, I thought. Dark eyes. Her smile slowly spread over her face. Why is she standing against the back wall of Shutter Mansion? As we stepped close, her smile grew wider. Her blonde hair fluttered in a gust of wind.
Hi, Scarlet said. How's it going? I'm Scarlet, and he's Riley.
My name is Mia, she said.
She had a soft, whispery voice. It seemed to come from deep in her throat. We were just taking a shortcut through the back lawn here, I said.
We live two blocks over there, Scarlet explained, pointing in the direction of our house. Are you new here?
Mia nodded.
My family just moved in, two blocks that way, she said in her throaty whisper and pointed in the opposite direction.
What are you doing back here? I blurted out. Scarlet gave me a look, like, what kind of question is that? Mia has every right to be here, too.
Mia shrugged. Just exploring. I don't know the neighborhood at all.
Scarlet started to say something, but I interrupted.
Did you see that black cat?
Mia shook her head.
No, I didn't see a cat.
Scarlet frowned at me.
Riley, give us a break. It was just a black cat. No one is interested.
Mia studied me.
Are you afraid of black cats?
I shrugged. Not really, I answered. You just wandered back here? Did anyone tell you about this house? Scarlet rolled her eyes. I didn't care. Mia was new in the neighborhood. She should be warned. Do you believe in evil spirits? I said. Do you believe a whole house can be evil? Mia laughed. She had a high, tinkly laugh, kind of musical.
I don't think so.
Well, this place is called...
Don't listen to my brother, Scarlet interrupted. He's obsessed with the video game about this old house. It's called Escape from Shutter Mansion. Have you heard of it?
Mia tugged a strand of blonde hair.
I don't think so. I'm not too into video games.
Well, Riley plays it for hours, Scarlet said. It's all about this old mansion and how evil it is. Riley is obsessed with the game, and he started to believe it.
A lot of people believe it, I snapped. I'm not crazy. I was tired of Scarlet making fun of me, and I didn't think she should start telling Mia how stupid I was for believing the stories about the mansion.
Okay. Maybe I had an instant crush on Mia. Maybe I didn't want my sister to embarrass me in front of her. Maybe. That's all I'm saying.
I realized Mia was still studying me.
So what do you believe is inside the mansion?
She asked. Evil spirits, I said. They once were human, but they were turned into shadow creatures. They can be human, or they can be monsters. They're trapped inside the mansion. There's no way they can get out, and they wait for someone to come inside, so they can take revenge on the world that trapped them. Mia laughed.
Sounds like a horror movie or something. I warned you, Scarlet said.
Mia raised her eyes to the mansion.
Is there really a video game about this old abandoned mansion?
I nodded. It might be the scariest game ever made, and it all takes place right in our neighborhood. Mia's eyes burned into mine.
Would you be afraid to go into the mansion? Would you ever, like, dare to go inside?
Her question caught me by surprise. The answer was no, but I didn't want Mia to think I was a wimp. Yeah, I'd go inside, I said, but I'd probably like for some friends of mine to come with me. Scarlet rolled her eyes, then turned away to wave to some kids she knew. Mia laughed, and as Mia laughed, something weird happened. She changed. Her pale skin seemed to fade away. I mean, I could see right through it. I could see right through her skin, into her skull. As she laughed, I could see her bony skull. I stared in horror at her skeletal grin. Her eyes disappeared. Her eyeballs sank back into their sockets until the sockets appeared like two deep holes in the front of her skull. Her teeth now looked crooked and cracked, and her lips were gone. She stood there, hands in pockets, a skull, a laughing, eyeless skull. I couldn't hold it in. I couldn't stop the scream that burst from deep inside me. No! Chapter 5 Scarlet turned and dove for me. She grabbed me again. She squeezed my shoulders and shook me hard. It was getting to be a habit.
Riley, what is your problem? She demanded.
I turned and stared over my sister's shoulder at Mia. Mia with her blonde hair and pretty dark eyes and nice smile. Mia nice and normal again.
Am I cracking up? Totally losing it? No, I'm not. I know I'm not crazy. But...
I had to cover up somehow. I just let out a deafening scream of horror. Something bit me, I said. I scratched my ankle. Hope it wasn't a spider. Lame, I know, but it was the best I could do. I gazed at Mia, waiting for her to change again. I knew I had seen right through her skin. I couldn't get the picture of her empty eye sockets and cracked, missing teeth out of my mind. I saw her laughing her skeletal, open-jawed laugh. I saw right through her face. Suddenly, I was even more desperate to get away from Shutter Mansion. Scarlet and Mia were talking, but I didn't hear a word. I wanted to get far away from the creepy old place and Mia as fast as I could. I wanted to talk to Scarlet, to ask her if she saw anything strange about this girl. Something was definitely weird about her. I had to talk to my sister about it. Standing so close to Shutter Mansion was totally freaking me out. I had the sudden feeling that I might explode in another scream. Okay, I know I needed to calm down. I panic easily. It's a problem. I'm working on it. I grabbed Scarlet's hand and started to tug her away. I couldn't believe it when I heard her invite Mia over to our house for dinner.
No, please don't bring her to our house, I pleaded silently. There's something very wrong here. Something horrible is going to happen.
Come home with us now, Scarlet was saying. I think we're having spaghetti. Do you like spaghetti?
Mia nodded. She glanced over Scarlet's shoulder at me. I forced a smile to my face. Awesome, I murmured.
Okay, thank you, Mia said.
And the next thing I knew, the three of us were walking along the sidewalk to my house, talking as if everything were just peachy, perfectly fine. Until we crossed the street and our house came into view. and Mia suddenly turned to me and demanded,
"Riley, why do you keep looking at me like that?"
Chapter 6. The question caught me completely by surprise. I let out a burst of nervous laughter.
"Me? I wasn't looking at you. The, sun was in my eyes."
Lame again. I'm not the best liar in the world. She kept her eyes narrowed at me. I couldn't tell what she was thinking. Scarlet gave her a tug.
"Come on, don't pay attention to him. He got freaked out by a black cat, and he's been weird ever since."
"I'm not afraid of black cats," I muttered. I followed them into the house. I couldn't wait to take my sister aside. Mia sat down in the den. I pulled Scarlet into the kitchen.
"Riley, what is it?"
she asked in a loud whisper. I tugged her away from the kitchen doorway. "There's something very wrong about Mia," I whispered.
"Did you see?"
Scarlet put a finger over my lips.
"I'm sorry you're having a bad day, Riley, but you've got to stop this crazy talk."
I pushed her finger away.
"It isn't crazy," I insisted.
"You didn't see anything strange? Like when the sun shone behind her and you could see her skull?" Scarlet's mouth dropped open, but she didn't say anything. Finally, she said,
"I'm not even going to answer that."
I glanced at the door to make sure Mia wasn't standing there.
"Why did you invite her over here?"
"Because she just moved here and she doesn't know anyone," Scarlet answered. "Did you see how lonely she looked standing there by herself in the backyard of the mansion?"
"Why was she standing there?" I demanded. "Why?"
Scarlet pushed her finger against my lips again.
"I'm going to be her friend and show her around," she said. "So stop staring at her and making her feel uncomfortable."
I sputtered. Scarlet lowered her hand to my shoulder.
"You need to chill out, Riley. You're totally stressed. It was that black cat, wasn't it? You're cataphobic, aren't you?"
"Huh? Cataphobic?
I think that's a word," she said.
She pointed to the stairs.
"Go upstairs and play your video game. It's the only thing that relaxes you."
"But Mia, leave us girls alone."
She gave me a push toward the stairs.
"Go into your fantasy world and let Mia and me get to know one another."
I shrugged and started toward the stairs. I knew I wasn't going to get anywhere with Scarlet, and I was happy to get away from Mia for at least a little while. My room was kind of a mess. That morning, I tried to make a neat pile of my dirty clothes on the floor next to the closet. But somehow, dirty clothes never want to go into a neat pile. They want to spread all over the floor. I had a nightmare the night before and tossed all my covers off the bed. They were still bunched up on the floor. I probably should have picked them up, but I was eager to get back to the game. I know. I had a few terrifying moments this afternoon at the real Shudder Mansion, so why was I so desperate to get back to that frightening house in the video game? Scarlet was right. It's just about the only thing that relaxes me. I'm a tight guitar string, remember? But for some reason, exploring the dark, twisting halls of Shudder Mansion and battling all of the shadowy monsters and villains that come racing at me, well, it makes me feel good. I guess it makes me forget what's troubling me, and I can always stop when I want to. Does that make any sense? I started the game up. I was on level 4. I found myself standing at the top of one of the tall towers. I mean, my avatar was standing there. On the screen, I was a tall blonde knight in a royal blue cloak and matching tights. I hadn't earned my armor yet. I was still 2 levels away from winning the proper protection for a knight. It was silent in the tower. A flickering torch on the wall gave out the only light. The shadows seemed to dance all around me. Silence. I turned up the volume a little on the game controller. I could hear fluttering sounds from outside the tower. Bats? I gripped the controller tightly. My hand was already sweaty, even though I had just started to play. I knew I wouldn't be alone in the tower for long. Yes, I heard a stab of low music. a warning. I moved the controller so I could see all around me. I could turn 360 degrees, spin all around the room, and see everything in it. I stopped at the steep stone stairs. Yes. Yes. A shadow crept slowly and silently up the stairs. I sucked in a deep breath. I knew it was coming for me. It was coming for a fight. The shadow wouldn't stay a shadow. It would stand up or spread out or float off the floor and become a terrifying creature, one of the creatures trapped forever in Shudder Mansion. I fought back my fear. What weapon should I choose? I had only seconds to decide. The shadow was already changing, growing tall, making sick, gurgling sounds as it transformed. I didn't have many weapons to choose from. I'd lost all my swords and knives in a battle with a deadly cobra. I had a thick rope and an armored shield and a pole with a deadly laser ray that could only be used once. I grabbed the shield. Maybe I could use it to shove the creature away. Maybe I could use it to flatten it against the wall. This definitely wasn't the right weapon to defeat it. If only I hadn't lost my swords and knives. I squeezed the controller as the shadowy figure reached the top step. It started to change. The deep shadow parted. A monster started to climb out. I could see round black eyes, shiny in the torchlight. A long snout, jagged rows of teeth, an alligator head snapping its long jaw. It rose up on two legs, like a human. An alligator head on a human body. I watched it grow taller, taller, till it was taller than me. Eee! It opened its alligator jaws wide and uttered a deafening screech as it dove toward me. I ducked. Its heavy head thumped my shoulder. I nearly fell to my knees. I swung the shield around and tried to stab it at the creature's wide middle, but the creature floated out of my reach and came at me again with another terrifying screech. I dipped the controller and made my avatar roll across the floor. I pulled up the shield as the creature moved to climb onto me. I gave it a hard shove and sent it spinning back to the wall. As I struggled to climb to my feet, it let out an ugly hiss and prepared to dive at me again. Its eyes reflected the flickering light as it snapped its big jaws. Once. Twice. Then it lifted one of its massive legs and swiped the shield right from my hand. I lunged for the shield, but stopped. This shield isn't going to help me. The creature is going to eat me alive. I frantically pressed a button on the controller and traded weapons. I wrapped my hand around the laser pole. This was a dangerous move. I knew I only had enough power to use it once. My timing had to be perfect. I had to send the laser ray into the creature's heart, or I would be alligator food in less than a minute. It roared again, raised itself high, and came at me. I fired the laser. Missed. The beam hit the tower ceiling and bounced off. The pole made a fizzling sound, like air going out of a balloon. The creature snapped its jaws, ready for its meal. In a last desperate move, I pulled back my arm and heaved the pole at it. The creature made a wheezing sound as the pole slid into its open mouth and stuck there. The startled monster stood there for a few seconds with the handle of the pole jutting out from its mouth. Then, as I stared in amazement, it made ugly choking sounds. Its eyes rolled up. It disappeared into shadow again, grew smaller, smaller, until it was like a puddle of ink. A puddle that oozed back down the stairs. Victory! I pumped both fists in the air and let out a happy cheer. Now the game would offer me a new reward. What would it be? A new weapon? A new superpower? I turned back to the screen. My avatar was now standing in a bright room with long gold drapes, a huge crystal chandelier, and a plush red carpet. I moved the controller so I could see all around the room, and stopped at a big gold cup standing on a narrow table. The gold cup looked like a trophy. It shimmered and glowed under the bright light from the chandelier. This was my reward for defeating the alligator creature. I was a little disappointed. I wanted a new weapon. But I knew the cup would probably come in handy later in the game. I moved my avatar closer to accept the cup, and stopped when I saw something dark poking around the lip of the cup. Was the cup filled with something? As I moved forward again, enormous, ugly, black spiders came pouring out. Hundreds of spiders. So unnaturally huge. Spiders nearly the size of mice. They stampeded from the cup, clambering on top of each other, their legs a spindly, churning tangle. To my shock, they leaped from the gold cup, as if they could fly. I didn't stand a chance. Before I could step back, they were on me, climbing over my shoulders, my chest, their stick-thin legs poking my cheeks, my forehead, covering my face. I'm doomed. The gold cup wasn't a prize. It was a trap. Game over. I dropped to my knees on the carpet. The fat spiders swarmed over me. I moved the controller, trying to swipe them away with both arms. And then, another figure entered the scene. A woman. No, a girl. She waved a silver wand in the air, waved it once, twice, and the spiders slid off me. I stared at the screen as they scampered away, their legs poking the carpet, fat bodies bobbing as they ran. I raised my avatar to his feet and turned him toward the girl who had rescued him, and let out a startled cry. I nearly dropped the controller. I squinted at the girl on the screen. Mia? Is that really Mia in the game? I paused the game with the girl in the middle of the screen. I jumped off the bed and walked closer. My heart began to pound. I stared hard. Yes, it was Mia. She was there, in the Shutter Mansion game. But how? How could that be? I bolted for the bedroom door. I tripped over the pile of dirty clothes, caught my balance, ran out into the hall, and shouted down the stairs. Scarlet? Scarlet! Come upstairs, hurry! Chapter 7. I knew there was something weird about Mia, but Scarlet didn't want to believe me. Now she had to. I waited in the hall, my heart pounding. I heard the thud of footsteps. Then Scarlet and Mia appeared, running up the stairs. I know your secret, Mia, I thought. I knew there was something weird about you, and now I've got proof.
Riley, what's wrong? Scarlet called.
I'll show you, I stammered. I motioned them into my room. Scarlet narrowed her eyes at me.
What did you want to show us, that mountain of dirty clothes on the floor? Very impressive.
Mia was gazing at the Star Trek posters on my wall.
These are nice, she said.
Never mind the posters, I said. I pointed to the figure frozen on the screen. Look. Look carefully.
At the game? Scarlet asked.
At the face on the screen. I walked up close and pointed. Look. Look who it is. Scarlet stepped up beside me and squinted at it. She didn't say anything. Mia turned away from the posters and walked over.
Here's my proof, Mia, I thought. How are you going to explain this?
When she saw the girl on the screen, Mia's eyes went wide. Then she burst out laughing.
Oh, wow, she exclaimed. That girl looks a little like me. She really does look like me.
Scarlet finally caught on.
Yes, she does. She looks like you. The same blonde hair and round dark eyes.
Mia shook her head, her eyes on the screen.
Is that what you wanted to show us, Riley? That's a riot.
She bumped knuckles with Scarlet.
Hey, I'm a star. I'm a video game star.
They both laughed, but I didn't think it was funny. But, I sputtered, it's really you. For some reason, that made them laugh harder.
I'm not that pretty, Mia said.
She smiled at me.
I think it's so cute that she reminds you of me, Riley.
Cute? Why wouldn't they take me seriously?
Mom says it's almost dinner time, Scarlett said. If you see me in your game too, call me.
Ha ha, big joker. She and Mia headed back downstairs. I stared at the girl on the screen. I knew I wasn't crazy. It looked exactly like Mia. She even had the same smile. I started the game up again. Did the girl on the screen have the same soft, whispery voice as Mia? If she did, that would convince me even more that it was Mia. But the girl didn't speak. After she waved the spiders away, she vanished from the room. I was left standing there with the gold cup shining on its table. Was I supposed to take the gold cup now that it was empty? I couldn't decide. It was hard to concentrate on the game. I couldn't stop thinking about Mia. Finally, I moved my avatar forward and made him grab the gold cup. Then I spun him around to the doorway. A few steps toward the doorway, and then I stopped. Another shadow rolled into view. It floated close to the door, curling on itself, shaped like a long snake. What weapon should I use? Will this gold cup help me? I had no time to think about it. The shadow moved quickly, swirling over itself, coiling and uncoiling, silent as a slithering snake. And then it changed shape completely, and I stared at the screen, stared at a black cat at my feet. A black cat with green eyes. A black cat that formed from a shadow. The same thing I'd seen just an hour ago outside Shutter Mansion. No, impossible. First Mia, then the black cat. No, it couldn't be. Could it? I didn't know it then, but I was soon going to find out the answer to that question on the most terrifying night of my life.
Slappy here, everyone. I'm like Riley. I like to play games, too. Would you like to play a game with me? How about an old-fashioned game of hide and shriek? My favorite game is called Scare the Reader to Death. Want to know how to play it? Just keep reading. We all know that Riley is going to end up inside Shutter Mansion, don't we? But once he's there, will it be game over for him? Let's change the scene and go to his classroom the next day. I have a feeling things are going to get strange.
Chapter 8. I sat at my desk in the back row and listened to Carter Burwasser. He stood at the front of the class, reading his report about his family's vacation on safari in Africa. Carter had a toothy grin pasted on his face, and in the sunlight from the open window, his big round head glowed like a pumpkin. Actually, Carter is blonde and very pink, like a pink balloon with a nose and eyes. Maybe you can tell that I don't like Carter Burwasser very much. Well, I've got good reasons. Carter thinks he's hot stuff. He's a bragger and a snob, and he thinks he's better than anyone else. Sure, he gets all A's and the teachers love him. But what does that mean? You should see the way he struts around the halls, like he's on parade or something. Like he's a star and everyone is staring at him. He thinks he's awesome looking, tossing his wavy blonde hair from side to side, winking at all the girls with his bright blue eyes. I'm not joking. He flirts with every girl in the sixth grade. Everything about him makes my teeth itch. Am I jealous of him? Of course not. Why would I be jealous of a pink balloon face? There are so many things to hate about him. I guess the worst was the day he brought his pet llama to school. He brought it onto the playground and let everyone pet it and feed it. The llama stepped on Mrs. Bloom's foot. She's our teacher, and I know it really hurt, but she just put a tight smile on her face and said she was fine. Just because it was Carter and everything he does is wonderful. And why does he have a pet llama in the first place? Just to show off. I can't have a dog or a cat because my parents are allergic. And there he is, taking his llama for walks around the neighborhood every day. But I'm not jealous. Don't think I'm jealous. I don't even want a stupid llama. I was sitting there in class thinking about the llama and only half listening to Carter's safari story. But then the story got interesting, because Carter was in major danger. So I started to listen harder. "It was a very dark night," Carter read from his paper. "And our tent was sweating from the heat and humidity." "Nice detail, Carter." I could tell by the smile on Mrs. Bloom's face that she really appreciated that. "I lay there on my cot, listening to the strange calls of night birds in the trees," he continued. "Then I heard footsteps. It sounded like someone was trying to get into our tent." Our classroom was silent now. Mrs. Bloom sat forward at her desk, hands clasped on the desktop, listening intently. "I went outside to investigate," Carter read, holding the pages of his report close to his pink face. "At first, I didn't see anything, so I took a few steps away from our tent. That was my big mistake." He turned the page slowly, trying to create suspense, I guess. I glanced across the room at my sister Scarlett. She agrees with me that Carter is a creep, but she was wide-eyed as she listened to his story. "The next thing I knew, there was a big creature behind me," Carter read. "It was huge and black, and its eyes glowed in the moonlight. It took me a few seconds to recognize it. A black rhino." A few kids gasped. Carter continued. "It bumped my back with its curved horn. I tried to scream, but no sound came out of my mouth. The big rhino raised its head to bump me again, so I took off running."
"Wow, scary," Mrs. Bloom murmured.
"I was so scared my legs felt like jello," Carter read. "But I ran as fast as I could. I ran around our whole circle of tents, and the black rhino followed. There were patches of moonlight on the ground. All the rest was total blackness." Carter grinned at Mrs. Bloom. "Here's where it gets totally scary," he told her. He began reading again. "The camp was surrounded by wilderness. I didn't want to leave the circle of tents, but the rhino was closing in on me. I knew I couldn't run much farther." He glanced at the teacher to make sure she was enjoying it. "And then I tripped over a tent pole. I tripped and went down with a thud. Fell onto my stomach. I tried to roll over, to climb back up, but I was too frightened to move."
"What did the rhino do?" Mrs. Bloom demanded.
"The rhino watched me on the ground," Carter said. "Then it made a grunting sound. Really gross. It turned around and walked away. I guess it got interested in something else." What a disappointing ending. Too bad the rhino didn't eat Carter whole. Then I wouldn't have to be here listening to him. "Or maybe I scared it away," Carter said. "I did wave my arms at it and shout for it to go away, and I gave it a really mean look. I think I was brave after all. I think maybe I stared it away."
"Sure you did."
"That's a wonderful piece of writing," Mrs. Bloom said. She motioned for the class to give Carter some applause, and everyone obediently clapped. Carter turned even more pink. His grin was so wide it looked like he had four rows of teeth.
"You must have worked really hard on that essay," the teacher said.
Carter shook his head. "Oh, no, not really. I just knocked it out in a few minutes. I'm a fast writer." Carter strutted back to his seat. Mrs. Bloom climbed to her feet and stepped away from the desk.
"I know all of you kids would like to have a big adventure like Carter, wouldn't you?" she asked.
No one answered. I think we were all waiting to hear what she had in mind.
"That's your next assignment," she said. "Your next assignment is to have an adventure."
Some hands shot up.
"What do you mean, have an adventure?"
Scarlett's friend Denisha asked.
"I'm going to divide you into groups," Mrs. Bloom replied.
And I want you to make documentary videos about an adventure, about something exciting that you're going to do.
You mean we go out looking for an adventure? Scarlett asked. Like we try to find a black rhino to chase us down Maple Street?
Everyone laughed.
We'll plan the adventure in advance, the teacher answered. We'll prepare for it, get you ready. Then you can record the exciting things that happen to you.
Carter raised his hand.
Do I have to do it since I already had an adventure?
Yes, everyone has to do it, Mrs. Bloom said. The class started to buzz, everyone talking at once. Some kids had ideas for adventures. I couldn't think of anything. I mean, Middleview Village is a pretty boring town.
How about spending a night in the mummy room at the museum?
Someone asked.
I like that, Mrs. Bloom said. Could we stay up all night in the zoo?
Denisha asked.
That might work, the teacher answered.
I suddenly realized she had her eyes on me. Why was she watching me? Was she waiting for me to come up with a scary adventure? I didn't have a clue. She stared for a while longer. I could see she was thinking hard.
Riley, I have the perfect idea for you, she said finally.
I felt a sudden chill. I didn't like the smile on her face.
You're always talking about that video game you play, she said. And you write papers about it. And you paint pictures of the old mansion in art class. You're obsessed with it, right?
I guess, I said softly.
Well, I have the perfect adventure for you. Why don't you spend a night in Shudder Mansion?
Chapter 9. That sounds awesome. But do I have to do it all by myself? I said. My voice cracked. Some kids laughed. A wave of panic rolled down my body. Was she serious?
No, not by yourself, Mrs. Bloom said. I told you, I'm going to divide the class into groups. I'll pick 5 others to stay in Shudder Mansion with you. How's that?
I was terrified by the whole idea. I knew there were evil spirits in the house. All kinds of horrifying creatures, like that black shadow cat that had floated out of the mansion yesterday. And the half-man, half-alligator I had to fight in the game. What if he was real too? I began to imagine all the horrible things that could happen to kids who tried to stay in that house all night. I didn't have to imagine. I knew them all from the video game. I wanted to say, no way, no way I'll go in that old house at night. That's not an adventure, that's suicide. But I suddenly realized that everyone in class was looking at me, watching to see if I'd be brave or if I'd be a total chicken wimp.
That sounds awesome, I said. That'll be the best adventure of all. I can't wait. Can we do it tonight?
Please change your mind, please change your mind. Mrs. Bloom chuckled.
Maybe next week, Riley. We have to get organized.
She sat down on the edge of her desk.
Let's choose your team first.
She glanced around the room.
Are there any volunteers?
No hands went up.
Scarlett, would you like to join your brother?
My sister thought about it for a long moment.
Okay, I'll go. But it's just a dark, empty mansion. I don't think there will be anything exciting.
Boy, is she wrong, I thought. If she had believed me about the shadow that snaked along the grass and became a black cat. If she had listened to me about Mia, she'd know how wrong she is.
How about you, Teresa? Mrs. Bloom asked.
Teresa was a quiet, shy girl who always liked to sit in the back row in a corner. She almost never talked.
I'm not allowed to stay out late, she said softly.
I could barely hear her.
My mom is a librarian at the Middleview Village Library. I'll bet she'd let a bunch of us stay all night in the stacks at the library.